It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. My people at home, my people at work, my people on the highways, the byways, making the money, leaving the money. Whatever you might be doing, thank you for locking in. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Thank you to our producer, helping hold things down, and Chris. And thank you again for listening. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever you might live. I don't know where you at. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much. Barrett Salee came through last hour to talk about the college football playoff rankings. We had a chat about those rankings. We talked about Deshaun Watson, the general manager of the Browns. Andrew Berry spoke. We took a look at, you know, the trade deadline. What took place? We talked about Steve Kerr showing up in Boston tonight. I think I know this. Jason Tatum trying to go off right now. Boston leads Golden State 14-9. You might recall the last time Jason Tatum and Steve Kerr were on the same basketball court. It was in Paris. And Steve Kerr told Jason Tatum, hey, man, sit your ass on the bench. You're not playing. And so we'll see what Jason Tatum does tonight. No Jaylen Brown playing. So he can go out and take all the shots that he wants. It is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight, today will be no different. We'll take a look. Now that we're kind of halfway through the NFL season, I want to talk about some legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I am highly confident that the teams I will name in a few minutes, one of these six teams is going to hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy. I would be surprised if it wasn't one of these six teams. I'll get to that momentarily. As we continue on with the show, of course, later on, I'll share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Scott Boras has some words about Juan Soto and his free agency and what we can expect. I know the Yankees are expecting and hoping he returns. New York Mets are like, we want to steal him away. And so we have so much more to do here as we continue on with the show. We'll keep you up to date with everything going on in the world of sports. Last night after the election, the NBA is back in action. They wanted everybody to go out and vote yesterday. And so today, I think almost every single NBA team, they're just out here lighting it up. Now, to get down to brass tacks, I do want to share with you a top six list. The NFL no longer hands over a 17-game schedule. We got 17. You can't split that in half. But we know where we're at. The trade deadline is coming on. And there's some teams that are going absolutely nowhere. Disasters like the Browns. Disasters like the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints. I think the New York Jets, they still have a sliver of hope in their minds. They ain't going a damn place either. And then we got teams that legitimately can go out and win. Sidetrack, speaking of crap. Hickey, who the hell is going to, who in Germany? And I love my friends in Germany. I love them. Who's waking up and saying, I got to go see the Giants and the Panthers?
Nobody.
Oh, my God.
Are they trying to promote the game? Some of the game. I mean, I think the last right London game we had was Patriots-Jaguars. And now we get Panthers-Giants.
We can only send the bad teams, right? I mean, we can't send the good ones all the time. We got to make the money here, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so. And I guess you can kiss goodbye any sort of expansion in Germany. Jeez.
They got football out there. Fußball, right?
Oh, they got an S in there. Fuß.
Yeah, they got Bundesliga. That's what they have. They have Bundesliga. Kick the ball. That's just going to be embarrassing, man. Hickey, I'll watch. What else am I going to do? I'll watch and see what Bryce Young does. Ugh, probably win a game. How about that? Another one. Had to go all the way to Germany to win a football game. There's some teams and their fan base. It's hilarious. Anyway, let's actually talk about some good teams. Let's talk about some NFL teams that are legit Super Bowl contenders. It is time for a new top six list.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, time for a new top six list. We're taking a look at the top six list of legitimate Super Bowl contenders. The NFL trade deadline, it came, it went, it is gone. These are some teams that didn't fire their head coach. These are some teams that aren't dealing with major injuries. Well, most of them. One of these six teams is going to win the Super Bowl. I'm confident in that. It's a top six list. What number are we starting at?
Number six.
Wow. It took me some time. It took me some thought to actually go, you know what? I feel confident in this team. This is like that game from Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers at number six on my list. I'm saying, what's exciting about the Steelers? Nothing. They play a classic brand of punch you in the mouth football. The Steelers are 6-2. Mike Tomlin is on his way to having his 18th consecutive season without a sub-500 record. That's more than anybody else. Their defense is still one of the best in the game, holding teams to 15 points a game. This is why they can get into these ugly-ass rock fights. And now they got Russell Wilson, who's opened up the offense. I know it's only been two games. They can do a little bit more. And then whenever Justin Fields is healthy with his hamstring, you got like a Weapon X. They just brought in Mike Wallace. Okay, so exciting. Aaron Rodgers hates his guts, but he's a better wide receiver option than anybody else paired across George Pickens or Mike Williams. Excuse me. Mike Wallace should be retired by now. And then they've also added Preston Smith. They got a defensive end from the Green Bay Packers. Mike Tomlin, who likes a ugly football game, win them ugly, now has Russell Wilson to throw the ball. Mike Tomlin spoke today and he's like, you know what? We got Preston Smith. We got TJ Watt. We got some bookends here. We got Alex Highsmith. We got a lot of guys to work with. I like Preston. He's going to help us out.
We're just stacking our chips, man. This is an arms race. It's highly competitive. As the road gets narrow, we better have capable people. And obviously, man, 68.5 career sacks, man, he's capable.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin never wanted to be effusive. That might be the happiest you hear that, man. I know it sounds crazy. It's been a while. Can you imagine if Russell Wilson hoists another Vince Lombardi with the Steelers? He's going to be asking for all the money. You better be careful. I can't believe I'm saying this. I got the Steelers at number six on my list. Top six Super Bowl contenders. The schedule is not easy. But I think once they get in, I think they could win any game against anybody. Steelers at number six. What's the next number?
Number five.
Oh, this is a quiet team. This is a team that people aren't even paying attention to. And I think that's a good thing. Typically, fans will complain, how come nobody's showing my team some love? It's because we expect you to be good. Talking about the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, even without Stephon Diggs, they've still been serviceable. The New York Jets stink. The Dolphins have, well, their quarterback, unfortunately, his brain has just been rattled all over the place. And the New England Patriots, well, who cares about the New England Patriots? The Bills are 7-2. They have been probably the best team in the NFL that nobody is talking about. They just beat Miami 30-27. And they've traded for Amari Cooper, and that even has kind of gone under the radar. And you got to give her a lot of credit. And I mentioned this the other day. So much of the MVP talk is surrounding Jared Goff. It's so much of the MVP talk is surrounding Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen continues to get better as a quarterback. Not giving the ball up. 2,000 yards passing. 17 touchdowns. Only 2 interceptions. Only 1 fumble on the season. Think about that. This man used to give the ball away all the damn time. Josh Allen is the man, and he's gotten better. His head coach, Sean McDermott, he said he is playing the best ball of his career.
You watch his comfort level in the pocket. You watch his progressing through his progressions and his progression reads, and just his comfort level and decisiveness with what he wants to get done with the ball when the ball is in his hands, and even some things at the line of scrimmage that that he's doing game in and game out for us. So I just think when you play that quarterback position, there's just so much when you come into the league on one's shoulders, whether it's on the field or off the field. And he's done a great job of chipping away at that growth and into that kind of workload. And where he is now is, I really believe he's at the top of his game.
Yeah. Are you actually going to, I don't know, maybe go to the Super Bowl? You actually going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? That's why you're having a quiet season, because we've seen this story before. Josh Allen, he'll be MVP, Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl champs. And they've dealt with a lot of injuries even before the season started. Matt Milano, over the years, a lot of their top defensive backs, defenders going down, hurt. Buffalo Bills are still here, 7-2. I could see them winning. I got them number 5 on the list. Top 6 list of legitimate Super Bowl contenders. What's next?
Number 4.
This team, they haven't even peaked. This team, they have not reached their final form. I'm talking about the San Francisco 49ers. They are 4-4. They're playing in what I call a weak NFC West. Do you really believe in the Cardinals? Come on now. Do you believe in the Rams? I don't know about that. Tell Puka Nacua stop punching people. Tell him to get some new knees while he's at it. I don't believe in Seattle. You can forget that. Geno Smith throwing the ball at everybody but who he needs to. The 49ers are actually going to get Christian McCaffrey back. We think they're on a bye. Christian McCaffrey is back to practicing. We hope to see him in their next game after the bye against Tampa Bay. And Kyle Shanahan, he talked about it. He's like, listen, I need to see this guy healthy and moving. He needs to be good before we put him back out there. He's like, Weapon X.
That he's just Christian McCaffrey, and he's not hurting. But, you know, as long as everything goes well, it has in the rehab. So just as long as he doesn't get sore and have setbacks each day with practice, usually if you get that in practice, that means it's going to be worse in the game. So hopefully you can string together 3 days in a row and not have any of those.
If he does look like the Christian of old, does his workload become the workload of old, or is that something that you're going to be more cognizant of?
It definitely could, but it also definitely might not.
Hey, man, here's a good thing. You think about the running back position. While he has been gone, Jordan Mason has come through as basically a battering ram. You can go out there and just run through everybody and everything. They got a little bit of a mix. I know Ayuk is done. He's gone for the year. Ricky Pearsall, there's a reason why you drafted him, just in case Ayuk actually wasn't on a team at all. They still have depth. They still have Kittle and Debo and Purdy. I don't think this team is peaked. The 49ers are going to get better. They're like wine. They're like that wine up in Napa Valley. They get better over time. I got the 49ers at number 4 on my list of top 6 legit Super Bowl contenders. They're at 4. What's next?
Number 3.
We will see this team in action tomorrow. Thursday night football. It's not the Bengals. The other team that they're competing against, well, that's the Ravens. Nevermore. This is a team that started 0-2. I know it sounds crazy to think about it. They have won 6 out of their last 7. Their only loss came to an inspiring Jameis Winston and Browns team. They brought in Deontay Johnson. I mean, well, forget that. The biggest acquisition is bringing in Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson is playing like an MVP again. 20 touchdowns to 2 interceptions in the air. Rushing already for 500-plus yards. But Derrick Henry, you want to talk about getting better as you age? How the hell does he lead the NFL in carries? 168. How does he lead the NFL in rushing yards? 1,052. Derrick Henry also leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns. 11. When you are a running back in the NFL, I thought that you were supposed to be cooked by the time you get to your mid to late 30s. Derrick Henry is getting ready to turn 31 years old January 4th. Is he the LeBron James or running backs? What the hell is this about? And he's been able to spell the legs of Lamar Jackson, even though his back and his knee hurt. And then he had the best game maybe of his career the other day, one of the most efficient ones. Either way, somebody who loves and appreciates him is John Harbaugh. This past Sunday, he said, man, this guy he takes us to another level.
We have been really good at running the ball for a long time, but he is different. I mean, Derrick Henry is different. You know, he's adding a dimension that we have not had before. I don't know. You go back to Jamal Lewis, maybe. You know, maybe. This is different. You know, and I'm excited about it. But you know what? So I acknowledge that. We say that. I tell you, he's sitting right here in the room. What he talked about to the team was Thursday night. He talked about Thursday night. Let's get ready to go Thursday night.
Oh my goodness, Derrick Henry Thursday Night Football. Wait until they start lighting people up. Ravens still got to do some work on that. That pass defense. That's what they need to work on. Tried to address a little bit of that throughout the trade deadline. Couldn't get their hands on Lattimore, bringing in Tre'Davious White. And if he's healthy, I think they're in a good spot. The Ravens, oh yeah, they're legitimate Super Bowl contenders. If they stay healthy, they could beat anybody. Hey, they're like the Buffalo Bills. They got to get over some team in Kansas City. You want to talk about another Super Bowl contender? What about this number right here?
Number two.
It's the Lions. This is still crazy to say. It is just flat period. One of the best teams in the NFL. Leading the world in scoring. We just want to see if the Lions are really going to the Super Bowl. That's it. Last year, they had to look into the face of the 49ers. The 49ers have been dealing with injuries. And the worst thing that's happened to the Lions this year is losing Aiden Hutchinson for the year. This guy goes down with 7.5 sacks. He's one of the best pass rushers in the game. You don't replace that. You can try to do better, but you don't replace it. Yesterday, they traded for Za'Darius Smith. Saved him from the Browns. God bless him. He has 5 sacks this season. And Dan Campbell, the guy who wants to bite ankles and destroy kneecaps, Dan Campbell said yesterday, I love this guy. This is what he told Fox 2 in Detroit.
It's good to get him here. He brings an element of toughness. Smart football player, can set an edge, can get an edge and rush, close the pocket down. He's just a really good complementary piece that I think is going to work well with our guys. He provides really a lot, man. I feel like this guy's a total defensive end, and certainly he can get to the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He's been around long enough. He's had double-digit sacks. Used to tear people up for the Green Bay Packers. He's 31 years old. I think this man has some gas. Oh, he's 32. I think he still has some gas left in the tank. It's crazy to think about a Super Bowl contender and have the Lions at number two. Jameson Williams, get it together, please. No more gambling or driving with weapons. No more buying performance-enhancing substances. No more of that stuff, please. Please. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, as we talk about legitimate Super Bowl contenders, I'm going to share with you number one. Let me tell you something. It is going to be a shock.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Bring you a new top six list. Yeah, that's what the hell I'm doing. Legitimate Super Bowl contenders. Halfway through the NFL season. We're going to blink. I can't believe we here we are, November 6th. We're going to blink. It's going to be the beginning of February. Unbelievable. I'm about to share with you who I have in number one. Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you the Steelers. I know they got a tough schedule the rest of the way, but I mean, now you got Russell Wilson out there. You're not asking for him to, you know, run the whole world. I think he opens up their offense, opens up the run game for Najee Harris. You still have Justin Fields. You can use him occasionally as Weapon X unless Mike Tomlin hates his guts. The Steelers are on a three-game winning streak. They just added Mike Williams. They got Preston Smith on the defensive side of the ball opposite T.J. Watt. They can go out here and do some things. I wouldn't be surprised if Steelers could beat anybody because they just play ugly. They know how to win. And number five, I gave you the Bills. Josh Allen is not turning the ball over this year. The fact that nobody is talking about Josh Allen and or the Bills is a good thing for the Bills. Just go to the postseason and try to make some moves. At number four, top six legitimate Super Bowl contenders, I gave you the San Francisco 49ers. They have not peaked. They've gone an entire season without Christian McCaffrey. They've looked at the backup running back in Jordan Mason and turning it up. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk might be gone, but Ricky Pearsall, I don't think he's no slouch. He's not going to have to save the world when you still have Kittle and Debo out there. I think the 49ers will be fine. They haven't reached their peak. And number three, I gave you the Ravens. They got Derrick Henry now. Hopefully this means by the time we get to the end of the season, both he and Lamar Jackson are feeling a little fresher by the time we roll around to the postseason. We know the Ravens, another team, have yet to get over the hump. And number two, I gave you the Lions. It's still crazy to think the Detroit Lions are one of the best teams in the NFL. We're waiting on a whole hell of a lot for them to go ahead and turn things around and do. And so if I got the Lions at number two on my list, it leaves me with one contender that I think we would all agree on. Maybe a surprise, maybe not, probably not. What number is it?
Number one.
Come on now. This is an easy one. No, not the Jets. It's the Chiefs. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on. Do I need to explain? I don't need to, but I will. They're 8-0. They just beat Tampa Bay in the rain. It's like, oh, my God, we beat them in the rain. Patrick Mahomes, like, sprained his ankle, and he's still Superman, still running around out there. This team has won 14 consecutive games dating back to last season. That includes going through the postseason. What is there to do? They're trying to be the first team in the Super Bowl era to three-peat. Kansas City Chiefs just, they make all of this too damn easy. They just gave Patrick Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins, come on now. What are we doing? The only thing stopping this team is if Patrick Mahomes goes down. And we've seen him have a propensity to go down temporarily and then just come back. I don't know what the hell he's built out of, but we've seen him sprain knees and take a playoff and come back, and he's something else. Yeah, a matter of fact, Patrick Mahomes, he was asked about his ankle. He's like, man, my ankle is fine. Why you ask me that for?
It's doing good, you know. Obviously, when you have a little bit of a roll, it's a little bit of sore, but I'm able to move around, and I look forward to getting out of practice and seeing how I can push it as the week goes on.
Uh-huh. He's fine. Come on, man. Who's worried about the kid? Nobody. Nobody's worried about the Chiefs. They have Denver next. Come on. Lamar Jackson just lit them up. Patrick Mahomes after the game on Monday, after he lit up Tampa Bay on his bum ankle at the end of the game. What else are you going to be happy about? He's talking about how good they are in the rain. What else can the – what are they going to – they're going to play on hot coals next? The Chiefs are so good. Listen to this.
I pride myself on being able to throw in any condition. I think that's something that's an advantage at Arrowhead. And so if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's cold, if it's hot, whatever it is, I want to be the best thrower of the football on the football field. And I think that's why we want home field advantage. That's why we want the playoffs to come through Arrowhead, is because it's a special place and you have to be able to play in every environment.
Hickey, in order to make things more difficult for Patrick Mahomes, we have to treat this like American Gladiators. We have to give the defenders... What, you know them giant Q-tips they used to swing at the guys?
Sure, yeah. You want to give that to the defense?
Yeah, give it to the defense. So instead of having to just physically grab him, you just smack him with one of those giant, I don't know, pylons. What do you call those things anyway? Like giant Q-tip swords. I don't know.
I kind of like Q-tips. It sounds, I mean, it doesn't sound intimidating, but.
Those giant Q-tips.
Swing those giant Q-tips at Mahomes.
Yeah, well, listen. I need to look up the names of the American Gladiators. They had some interesting names. I wonder if they were all on steroids. I wonder. Had names like, let's see, what were their names? I know one of them names was Jazz, I think. Oh, my God. American Gladiators. This did not age well, looking at this. Turbo. Oh, my God. I remember Turbo. Laser. Gemini. Thunder. Titan. Diamond. Ice and Sunny. I don't know if these were American Gladiators. They had stripper names, Hickey. Like, what they named them this for?
To get attention, maybe. You know, get some people in there. Can't just have, you know, Jim and Bill out there.
Oh, oh my God. This American Gladiators was on from 1989 to 96. Oh, my goodness. What a show. They need to bring it back again. I think the world is ready for more American Gladiators. I'm tired. We can get ex-NFL players to go play in American Gladiators. Let's get Aaron Donald out there and swinging people around. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of legitimate Super Bowl contenders. These are teams that I believe realistically one of these six teams will hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy. I think they have the best odds. And number six, I gave you the Steelers. Number five, I gave you the Bills. And number four, I gave you the 49ers. Number three, I gave you the Ravens. Two, the Detroit Lions. And number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, yeah, there's more than six teams that are Super Bowl contenders that can win a Super Bowl. A lot of teams can win a Super Bowl. These are the teams that I think have the best chances. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. I want to get Hickey's thoughts as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I just gave you a new top six list. Halfway through the NFL season, we're talking about some of the legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I gave you six teams that I really feel comfortable with. I think one of these six is going to hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy. As we just heard trophies from Drake in the background. The guy who likes to complain about, like, everything. Like DeMar DeRozan. Hey, at number six, Super Bowl contenders, I gave you the Steelers. Yeah, they got a new team now. They got Russell Wilson at QB. They bring over Mike Wallace from the Jets. Hopefully, he still has something. I keep calling Hickey. Why? Who is Mike Wallace? Is a comedian. You know him?
I don't know him, but Mike Wallace also was a former Steelers receiver back in the day.
He was.
He's good.
He also played. Didn't he play for Detroit as well?
Bounced around for a few teams.
Yeah. Damn, Mike Williams.
Mike Aaron Wallace on the mind.
Yeah.
Wasn't he 60 Minutes too, Mike Wallace?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers buried Mike Williams so bad, I'm calling him the wrong name. Sheesh. Mike Williams is on the Steelers. They got Preston Smith there as well. The Steelers are number six. Bills, I give you five. And number four, I gave you the 49ers. And number three, I gave you the Ravens. And number two, I gave you the Lions. And of course, you want to talk about the biggest contender, the most likeliest team. The team most likely to win the Super Bowl, I give you the Kansas City Chiefs. They just don't lose. Rain, snow, sleet, hail. And they deliver. People don't even talk about Travis Kelce anymore. He just only had like 100 yards receiving in the last game. Like, what else is new? And now they got DeAndre Hopkins. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Is there another Super Bowl contender? And I got to be honest, there's some other teams I looked at and just said, I'm not feeling them. Green Bay Packers, don't trust that Jordan Love is going to be healthy. Not trusting that he's not going to turn the ball over. Texans, I think the injuries to their wide receivers is certainly not going to help. Yeah, Nico's going to be back off of IR sooner than later. But not having Stephon Diggs, I think, is a massive blow for a team that was looking to take the next step. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Connecticut and talk to Araya. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up? Araya, you're on the line.
Oh?
You're live on the radio. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about Mike Williams' trade. I'm a big Jets fan. Like, why did Aaron Rodgers not want to use Mike Williams?
Because Aaron Rodgers is the, how can I say this in a simple way. He's a diva. He traded for one of his buddies, Davante Adams. Garrett Wilson is one of the most targeted wide receivers in the entire NFL.
He's great.
He wasn't a fan, and there you have it. I mean, Mike Williams was going to lose opportunities, and so they moved him.
That's a waste. He could have done so much.
Yeah, well, nope. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Araya. Appreciate you for calling from Connecticut. Yeah, what is there to say? This Aaron Rodgers didn't want him. How many times have you heard a quarterback just basically destroy a guy after a game? I can't recall. Aaron Rodgers did it to Mike Williams. Let's also be real. Mike Williams is coming off of an injury from last year. This man over the past two seasons, it's an ACL, it's an Achilles. Not the same dude that he was a few years ago, but he can certainly be serviceable. And so the Steelers are hoping that he is. 855-212-4227. Alan, Mr. Top Six himself, is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Don't laugh. The Washington Commanders, they were the butt of many jokes for the last 7 years. Not now. We have to take them very seriously. Dan Snyder, he departed the scene. He's out of sight. He's out of mind, and that's exactly what I wanted. And they're 7-2 right now, and three games more than all of last year. Look at the rookie sensation, Jaden Daniels. He's right off the charts. 1,945 yards so far, 9 TDs, and only 2 interceptions all year. Just as good as the Buffalo quarterback. And they just got a cornerback, Marshawn Lattimore, and he's going to help boost the secondary. They're playing Pittsburgh on Sunday and Philadelphia the following Sunday. That'll be somewhat of an inspection.
Let me ask you this, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll see the Commanders win a championship this year?
Well, it's very possible. Don't forget, the players play best when they're challenged, and they are challenged. They want to silence the critics, and there are plenty of them.
I understand. Hold on, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I understand it's possible. Of course it's possible. Do you think it will happen? It's yes or no?
A very good chance. Yes, I would say yes.
Okay, so you think the Commanders will win the Super Bowl this year? Yes.
Yeah, it's possible.
No, I'm not asking you if it's possible. It's a very simple question, Alan. Out of all the teams in the NFL, do you believe, I just named 6 teams, that's just 6, do you believe the Commanders will win the championship?
No, but they're going to be going to be punishing top contenders. They're going to be punishing them.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Alan, thank you for calling from Toronto, man.
Always a pleasure, JR. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, I mean, it took us a little while to get around things, right? Like, there's no doubt the Commanders are good. They and a bunch of teams can win. There's a possibility that the New York Jets turn their season around and just win the Super Bowl, right? There's a possibility. Is it likely? Is it the most likely? What is more likely? For the Commanders to win the championship or, I don't know, the Lions or the Chiefs? You know, the NFC is a little bit different than the AFC. AFC is just stacked with teams that have been around for a few years now trying to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why I got the Ravens on the list. That's why I got the Buffalo Bills on the list. I got Steelers on the list. NFC is a little bit more slapped together. And I still believe that with a young quarterback, this is Jaden Daniels' team. The offense, surprisingly, is one of the most dynamic in the entire NFL. Am I waking up and thinking that a rookie quarterback is just going to run roughshod through the NFC and, you know, beat some more of the more senior teams and then hoist the Vince Lombardi? I don't think so. I think what they've done this year, the fact that they're probably going to make the postseason, that they can win the division, they got a battle against the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's it. Anything after that, going to the postseason is a cherry on top. You want Jaden Daniels to have that experience. You want this team to continue to move in a positive direction. And it's great that they added Marshawn Lattimore. But a Super Bowl? I don't think so. I think, as Alan just said, the answer to that one is no. Yeah, there's a possibility, of course. Possibility for anybody. But to win it, no. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Julio is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. What's up, Julio?
How's it going?
It's going very well. Good. How are you?
Yeah, we're riding on the high over here in Buffalo with good. Buffalo, scoring over 30 points in 7 games. Yeah, you know, I like that you acknowledging Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, but I think as they get healthier, and we're going to find out right after the Kansas City game. Not so much this week against the Colts, but whatever they bring to the table against Kansas City, that's going to determine, I think, if the Bills go and win Super Bowl.
Okay. I wouldn't pin anything on what they do in the regular season. We've seen them be good in the regular season. We've seen them push the Kansas City Chiefs. We've seen them beat the Kansas City Chiefs. We just haven't seen them beat them enough in the postseason to go to a Super Bowl. So I wouldn't look at that. I mean, the Buffalo Bills are in such a great spot and have been in such a great spot over the past few years. Like, to me, what they do in the regular season is kind of moot. Like, if Kansas City blew them out, I would shrug my shoulders. If they blew out Kansas City, I would shrug my shoulders. Like, we've seen enough of what the Bills can do and the Chiefs over the past 3 and 4 years, where it's just like, okay, enough is enough. What are you going to do in January? And so I'm not all that concerned about what they do in the regular season, unless they just completely fall apart. They're good enough to be good and get to the postseason. It's all about what they do when they get there, you know?
Well, they've been there close enough 2 times already.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the one. It's got to be the one.
Julio,
different people per game.
Yeah, I know, Julio. Forget all of that. You feel real confident about the Bills. Were you around, I don't know, almost...
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Were you feeling
57 years old?
Were you
so
feeling
I was here for the four?
Okay.
Losses.
Were you feeling confident in any of them 4 years?
No, I was only feeling as confident 2 years ago.
Okay.
During that 13-second disaster.
Okay. But you don't need to relive.
We should have been there.
Okay, but Julio.
I believe in Buffalo Bills better than the Jacksonville Jaguars, and for the NFC, I got to give it to Detroit Lions.
Okay. Well, thank you, Julio. We may see Buffalo in Detroit, the way he's talking. Hickey, what the hell do the Jacksonville Jaguars have to do? Why did he bring them losers up?
I don't know.
That's kind of random, right?
Very. Yeah. I don't know if he wants to just emphasize the ass beating we saw earlier in the year, but
I don't know.
Maybe prop him up to make it seem better.
And Trevor Lawrence is dealing with... Now, he got a shoulder issue? Come on now. He just wants to sit out the rest of the... I don't want to call him a punk. Not calling him soft. You know, I'm not doing that. Not like Anthony Richardson. I'm not saying that. But if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I'm like, hey, you know, let me just take the rest of the year off. How much did he just get? He's get what, 53 a year? 55?
He's got a good accountant and a good agent, that's for sure.
Yeah, just sit down. I think, Hickey, that's what everybody does. This is what you call the Joel Embiid. It's like, hey, I got paid. I got an extension. Just go rehab. What do I need to work hard for? Look at all the money they're paying me to do nothing. Get to travel, stay at the Four Seasons. I can call up people every, never mind. 855-212-4227. I'm going to take more of your calls about legitimate Super Bowl contenders. We'll get Hickey's thoughts. I'll give you an update on the Warriors and the Celtics. Jason Tatum versus Steve Kerr. What a battle, right? Don't move.